अनुवाद होगा वहां बंगला अनुवाद हुए This world is quite complicated, so many languages, besides so many other complex. So natural AC here, huh? And who's paying for it? Only payment you can make is chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotees explain like that sometimes. At least you could do this much. Krishna is providing sunlight. You don't get any bill. All the light that is provided. Fresh air. In Japan, you have to now buy some oxygen every day. There's some other places. Very costly oxygen is very costly. But here it's free and fresh. And you don't even carry any cylinders on the back. Wherever you go, air is provided, right? You came from New Zealand, did you worry about, oh, what about air? Should I bring air over there? You didn't think. Wherever you go. Air follows you, all supplies, light is there, everything is provided, including the bodies. So they are provided, bodies have been provided. And bodies also maintained. Do you maintain your body? I mean, you do a little bit, something. But do you make the blood? All that you do is put some food in the mouth and that's it. Then later on go to the toilet. A lot of people do not even know that liver exists in the body. Other day I asked one Maharaj, what is appendix? Where does it? One Maharaj had to do his operation. And what is appendix? It is there. Don't even know how to speak of function. And liver, I don't think people in my village know that liver exists in the body. But it is there and its function, and we do very little for our body when it is maintained. When I had a little accident here, you know, looking for a hospital. But I had a strong feeling that the cure has already begun. And then ultimately we did find a hospital, and Kavichandra Maharaj was with me. In Vrindavan, so it happened in Vrindavan. The time of Mangalarati was going on, and we were looking for devotees were running the temple from Mangalarati, we were running for a hospital. The doctor did something and put a cover it, and that's it, we go home. So, cure was done by I did not do anything, doctors did hardly anything. But we got cured. And Om Purnamadaha, complete, the body is complete and it heals also. Self-healing is almost independently maintained. So all these wonderful arrangements are there. we just forget who is making all these arrangements. Who is the provider? Who is the maintainer, caretaker? And then, instead of remembering the creator and the maintainer, in his place, we put ourselves in his place. We think, that's me. Aham. And then everything is spoiled with that thought, that is me. It's not him. Aham, mami. So to acknowledge the presence of the Lord and then being grateful, and not just mentally, but then you could express your gratitude, not just by lip service, but you could do a lot in return for that Lord who is doing everything for us. So when we are able to do this, this is called Krishna consciousness. Hmm? That's Krishna consciousness for you. You know he exists. Oh, he's there. Or he's here. He's here. And how he is and who you are. And how, what is your relationship with him. You don't understand this. So this human form of life is meant for knowing this, knowing that. Om Tat Sat, he exists, he is here. And then Jagannath Swami, hey! Right here. We're so blind. When he stands before us, what, where? The forgetfulness is so strong, the worldly concept. People sometimes come right into the temple and completely spaced out, as we say. Yes, completely spaced out. They don't even, the way they stand and the way they don't even fold their hands. So
look around, go around like this.
Make sure their hands are not folded. Look at,
even deity, they look away.
As if there's nobody, he's nobody. As you look at the pillar, you also look at someone on the altar and you look away. Nothing happens. So, as if you, he's not there or you don't care. It's amazing. It's one of the wonderful things. The forgetfulness is so strong. We are his. Maya is so strong and tricky. So thank you for coming. That doesn't mean you should go now. Like you're going around in a town. You come from one island to another island. Janathamki. You all come to another island, another universe. Okay? There's a lot of the universe here. This dham is complete. All the dhams are part of Mayapur dham. Like all the incarnations come from Krishna. All the dhams also come from Mayapur dham. Vrindavan dham, Mayapur. Mayapur Vrindavan, say. Aham Sarvasya Brahma. I am the source of all incomes. Everything comes from me, Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita. So as all incarnations come from Krishna, all the dhams, they come from Mayapur dham. And as all incarnations, if they are coming from Krishna, they are part of Krishna, they are in Krishna. This also happens. When Krishna is about to descend, Sambhavami, Yuge, then incarnations from different Vaikuntha planets, they all go towards Golok. Even Ramachandra from Ayodhya up there, there's another Ayodhya up there. And Narasimha, and this incarnation, that incarnation from that Vaikuntha Lok, another incarnation from another Vaikuntha, they all rush Golok, and they become part of Krishna. So when Krishna descends, all the incarnations, this is Jiva Goswami, is Christ. And Gopal Champu, I remember. And when Krishna is performing his pastimes, those different devotees of different incarnations, oh, that's our Lord! They see their Lord also along with Krishna. Look! So all dhams have origin. Mother of all dhams is Mayapur dham, Vrindavan dham. So as they are out there, wherever, spread all over the planet or the universe, so all those dhams, holy places are also in here. As you go on Navadvipa Parikrama, you are pointed out. This is your Naimisharanya dham and your Kurukshetra dham, one day you go to. And this, and that one, and that one. We just here a few names, but all the names, all the palms are here.
And then,
right, and as you do now the mandala parikrama, then what has happened? What have you done? You have done parikrama of all the dhams, all the tirthas, all in one. You give two in one and three in one. Radio and transistor and this and that, and sometimes now television goes with it and radio. So it's all in one. All dhams are here. So you have come, some of you have come today from one part of dham to another part of dham. And Krishna goes from one forest, then he goes to another forest. He takes coward boys with him, goes to another forest. Then at night, another forest with the gopis. He has his rasadans away from crowded places. Rasadans is not in a public place. It's a private affair, it's a confidential pastime. So away from all the towns and villages, into the forest, and also night time. So there are 12 forests and down, and there are 9 islands of Navadvip, and they correspond. This forest of Vrindavan corresponds to this part of Navadvip. That understanding is also there. And that way you understand that non-difference, abhinnatva, Mayapur, where Lord appeared, that's like a Goku. Gauranga. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Nimai!
Nimai!
Where he grew up, and where Sachi Mata kept shouting every day, "Hey, Nimai! Where is Nimai?" That place is not different from Goku. And of course, Nimai is not different from. And then Sachi Mata is not different from Yashoda. And Jagannath Mishra is not different from Nanda Baba. So like that. And while you're coming from Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir to here, then you have to pass through Mathura. If you want, you pass through Mathura. What is that Mathura? Where is the Mathura? You pass by Chandkaji Samadhi. When Chandkaji Samadhi, that is Mathura. And Chandkaji is non-different from Kamsa. Gaurgaranodeshi Deepika talks, which person from Krishna's pastime has now appeared in Navadvip, in which form, which name, and so on. And as there is a Astakaliya Leela of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, Astakaliya Leela, Kal, that's period, Astakaliya. Eight different periods, time slots. Krishna has his pastimes around the clock. Yashoda puts him to rest at night time. And then she also goes to sleep. But as soon as Yashoda goes to take rest, Krishna gets up. He was just fed some milk and he was told some stories so that he would take rest. There was a queen called Sita, another king called Rama. They were in the forest one time, and one Rakshasa, he came and he kidnapped Sita. What? That's the name. Krishna would hear this passage, he would jump. "Hey, get my sword. Okay, I want to get my weapons. Where is that Ravana?" You know, getting that. So he had heard, say, this kind of story for a story every night, and then while hearing story, he would show that he now is taking rest. She would come. And as soon as he would go and close the door behind her, this is how you say, closing the door. Then Krishna gets up. And then he goes to the forest. The forest that was predetermined, Radha and Krishna, at Sanket, it was Sanket. You know where Sanket is? No, it's not in London. It is between Nandagram and Barsana, the place called Sankhet. You went on Brajamandal? How many times? Once only, that's why you brought up. And go back again. Sanket is a place. Sanket is indication. That's where they get together and they don't come face to face, closer, but distance away, Radha, Krishna. And then they decide, tonight, okay, that one, no, not that. They do different signals and, you know, this facial expression, no, no. Which one you said? Okay, that one. The sanket, no, the only sanket. Not whole, you know, talk and dialogue and there's just some indication. And then they decide, tonight is this forest, tonight is that. So then Krishna goes to that forest, predetermined forest, and begins playing his lute. And it is 10:30 at night, play the flute every night, begins playing. And all gopis begin running, hey, what happened? Because only gopis are hearing the flute. You know that? Krishna has full control over his flute playing. Only person that you would like that flute be heard by, that person would only hear. Not the two persons sitting next to each other, one person hears the flute. Everyone except to Krishna's full control. So all the family members are there, and only gopis are hearing the flute. Because that flute is, that message is sent from two gopis. Krishna is pushing some numbers. Okay, flute, this is for gopis, okay? Which numbers? All the different kinds of flutes are out there. Some are for the cows, and some are for the cowherd boys. Some different notes are there. So, flute is heard by some different person that it is meant for. So gopis begin writing and things. So they have lots of things before even rasa dance. Not that as soon as they come they begin dancing, no. It's the warm up, wandering, kunja vihar, wala vihar, meetings and greetings. Oh, why you come? Come on, you are the one. You made the call. And gopis arrive, why have you come? Like if you ring somebody and when person is picking up the phone, hey, what do you want? I mean, you call somebody. And as soon as that person picks up the phone, you say, what do you want? You tell me what you want. Why are you calling? What do you call? So Krishna, when he called, he made the call by playing the flute, and then you gopis arrive. Why? What's the matter? Oh, you have come to see the forest. I see. Okay. Thanks. So, wonder? Go. See the forest. So Krishna is so tricky and teasing gopis. And so Sanket, they decide where to have pastime. So for Krishna, then he's busy. All night long he's busy. While everyone else is resting in Braj. Nanda Yashoda and cowherd boy are resting. Krishna is busy. And then towards the end of his pastimes, that pastime with gopis and Radharani, there's lots of labor involved, dancing, perspiring, lots of, it's not just sitting around. Dancing is lots of exercise. So people used to stay healthy because they used to dance, or ladies used to dance and stay healthy. Because they don't dance, they only sit down. Like you don't use the car, just keep parked. Park the car. It goes bad just by not using it, just stationed in one place. So now people are not doing dancing like they used to do. They just sit around and watch TV. Most a lot of time spent just watching, sitting and watching, doing nothing. My mother, she got up in the morning, she used to grind the grinding stone, grinding milk. That's the first thing I would hear. That would wake me up, and I say, well, that would make some sound. And she would also sing while riding, she was still singing. And I would get out of the bed and then go to her and then have another nap on her lap. Yeah, I was hearing the song. And then the next thing was she would do churning of the butter every morning, my mother and every lady in my home village hear the churning of the butter. That would also make sound. Yeah, not like that. Nice, sweet sounds. And Bhagavad Gita says, so much milk, the butter churning, the sound from every house, every home, that would fill the air. You know? Everywhere you would hear the sounds of churning butter in Vrindavan. In the competition to get up early, gopis used to have a competition. Who gets up early? To do what? To churn the butter. Because if Krishna comes to our home and if the butter is not ready, he's going to go to the next home, next door. He's not going to steal or eat butter of my home because it wasn't ready because of you, lazy bum. Because he didn't get up early. Krishna went away disappointed. He couldn't steal. The thief would have been disappointed. So they did not want to disappoint the thief. Butter. Whenever, come any time, we are ready. That is Krishna now. Gopis. Let's have competition. Let's see who gets up first. I'm going to get up first and keep the butter ready so that Krishna could come if he wants to. So he could eat butter. So all those morning chores, morning duties, ladies, they used to stay busy with all that. And stay healthy. And stay very healthy also. They used to perspire. So much labor involved. And the fresh flower they call? Green flower. And then the fresh, not the stalked, it was stored for ages, who knows. When it was packed, 6 months, sitting somewhere in the store, imported, going from one country to another and to another. No, just now, ground, freshly ground flour, and then fresh bread, bhakri, and then we used to sit next to the stove, and all cooked on with the wood, no gas. Cat does patapat cooking, but not very healthy. And then also we used to eat in clay pots. Some of the cups were clay. We did this. It's not this storytelling. So everything was natural, fresh, healthy. And there was no doctor. One doctor used to come. Every Wednesday he came for 2 hours. Came from nearby village. Came riding on his bicycle. To look for any patients. And sometimes you would find no one, no customers. You would be disappointed. No money, you know. How is he going to maintain his family? He used to pray, please, Lord, let some people be sick. Let me find some sick people. So he's praying like that. And Lord doesn't hear his prayer sometimes. Sometimes he hears. Sometimes, he's coming once a week and he has no one to treat, everyone is healthy. Or even if there is some sickness, people don't, they can tolerate, they know it's to be cured, it's a matter of a few days. Not like in the West, they run immediately. Little fever, little this, that, immediately they get scared, paranoid. Where is the doctor? And they call, this and that. And no faith in the Lord or Lord's healing arrangement, no tolerance, intolerant as they are. But people, they have lots of faith. So hospital, no doctor, no need. People were very healthy. They would do physical labor, stay active. But then finally, as electricity came to my village, there was a time there was no electricity. For the first 14 years of my life, I did not see electricity. Only once I went to the town. Nearest town to my village was 10 kilometers away. And the first time I was allowed to go was when I was 12 years old. Then I went. It was a Ganesh Rath Yatra. The big charity, Ganesh temple, and Ganesh chariot, and Ganesh Rath Yatra. And we had to walk 10 kilometers and then back. We could have taken bus also, but 30 paisas. Cost was 30 paisa. Understand? One third of a rupee was a bus fare. And then let's save this. Let's walk. It's just 10 kilometers. It's not very far. I was 12 years old, and I went visited this town. And there was electricity. And because there was festival time, there was additional electric. The bulbs, and like a dazzling shine. Wherever I looked, there were bulbs and tubes and floodlights. When I came back, next few days I was seeing light everywhere. I had not seen anything lit like that before. We had only lanterns and kerosene lamps. We used to skip kerosene lamp and read through our studies. So finally there was electricity in the village. And then with that, there was a radio appeared. There was only one radio. The whole village had one radio. With the village government, we all used to go there and listen to radio. Quite a life. You have no clue. But then with the advent of electricity, more things were imported, migrated from cities and towns to the village. And this was happening in 500,000 villages. This is a story of 500,000 villages we are talking about. So what happened in my village was also happening in those many villages in India. Villages I don't understand. So that was 50 years ago, big revolution was taking place. And the modern India. Then there was a fire after radio, there was a television, and then there were tractors came. Now we are on bus everywhere, full of cars. We did all our transportation in full of cars. And the first time I sat, another fact of my life. I would say that and then stop giving you facts. I sat in the car. For the first time when I was 19 years old. First time I sat in a car. I had some rides in the lorry before. And bus rides and car. But when I was only 19 days old, I had a bullock cart ride. So when I was just a few months old, I rode in a bullock cart. So then things changed, people became less active, more lazy, and they're getting sick also. And soon they opened a hospital in my village. Minister came and cut the ribbon, and all the assembled villagers clapped. They should have cried, but they thought it's a progress. There was no hospital before now, just like those cities. Our village also has hospital. How glorious is our village, fresh joy. Life was so simple and clean life, healthy life. There was no need of hospital or a doctor. But then the people were thinking, our village has hospital. Anyway, we got distracted. my mother from there. Then we went to the village, from Vrindavan village to my home village. There's some similarities. As Krishna was a coward boy, we were also coward boys, buffalo herd boys. There were more buffaloes than the cows. But when village became more Krishna conscious, the number of cows increased and the buffaloes decreased. So this Mayapur Dham ki is such a wonderful place. It's not a place, like, there's no place like Mayapur. But to say this is a place, you may think, well, there are so many places and this is one more place. It's not like that. Then we cannot even use this word place. We can't describe. If you keep on saying, oh, many places, I know many places and it's another place. It's not that kind of place. No, then it is not a place. This is not a place. So, those who come here, well, this is it. And you don't go anywhere from here. One devotee, as we are doing Rajamandal Parikrama 1 year, then towards the end, we get devotees to speak their realization, a realization session, as we come to Brahman Ghat. And different devotees, they get up and they speak. So one devotee, 1 year, he said this. He said he was from London. I was in London. I used to always think that he's going back to home, back to Godhead. I'm in London, so I have to go back. I have to go elsewhere. And that is going back to home. He always had this thought. I have to go somewhere else, not here. Back, elsewhere. Go home, this is not home. I have to go elsewhere. Then as he came to Vrindavan, he was there for a month doing Vrajamandal, and he said that his thought disappeared. He wasn't thinking anymore that I had to go somewhere. Get the point? He stopped thinking, is going? No, I have come, and this is it. From here I did not go anywhere else. There he would always think, I had to go. I had to go back to home, go somewhere, go back. Go from here to somewhere else. But once being in Vrindavan, this is it, no going. So that's the kind of place this one is, Vrindavan, Mayapura, these places. And this is, why is your God, you know, always appearing in India? People object sometimes. Why is your God always, he has to appear in India? So it is not true. God doesn't appear in India. God doesn't appear in Bengal. God doesn't appear in Uttar Pradesh. So this is, so to think that Bengal or Mayapur is in Bengal and Vrindavan is in Uttar Pradesh and Dwarka is in Gujarat, this is ignorance and this is offense also. Another 10 offenses to think Dham is part of some country. So it's not that. So they will come, Bengal would not exist. When Shiva does his dim 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 dumru, and he begins his dance and gets his, the mode of ignorance, he activates mode of ignorance and the whole thing is all flood and wind and rain and all these five elements really become very, very active and devastation takes place. But in the midst of all that and beyond that, Mayapur is untouched by that devastation. Vrindavan stays intact. So this Mayapur is not a 500-year-old place. And sometimes, oh what? 500 years, what? That old place? for conditioned soul. I have to hear all. And for those, I was in Los Angeles and they were having an anniversary of their city, Los Angeles, 200th anniversary. There was a time that town did not exist, and then some 200 years prior, someone became founder and started, established the town. So while I was there, they were talking, there was a talk of the town, and they were saying, you know, all these cities, very old. What did they say? Our city is very old. Just to sound as very old. Only old means old, but old? It's very, very old. When we inquired, how old is your city? 200. So for them, 200 years very old. They don't know. Of course, then this is so beyond this. Maya is 500 and Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, and Ram, Lord Ram, last time he appeared was almost 1 million years ago. Ayodhya is 1 million year old. But that is not even. That was last time that Ram appeared. And he appears. Whenever Ram appears, he appears in Ayodhya. This no one knows. So where is this 200 year old and millions of years? But then it's going beyond that. This Ayodhya or Mayapur or Vrindavan, they are timeless. They have ever existed. There was no time when Mayapur did not exist. So his Mayapur is not in, it's not even part of earth. Narayan Bhatta Goswami from Vrindavan side, he wrote Prajapati Vilas, Gaudiya Vaishnava Charya. So he writes in his, one of his scriptures how the Vrindavan is in different planets are held by different hoods of Anand Shesh. So the earth is on this hood, and Vrindavan is yet on another hood, special hood, called Kumud. He also gives the name, the son of Kumud. So whole earth is on one hood of Ananta, and Mayapur Vrindavan, they are on another. They are not on the same hood. So when Lord Varaha, he lifted the earth, and then he took some rest. Where was he resting? In Vishramghat. Lord was resting in Mathura. Varaha. Remember Varaha now for a moment. And he was holding the earth on the little tusk. The tusk, yes. That's why it's called Dharanidhar. So earth is here. And holding that earth on the tusk is sitting in Mathura. Can you get the point? Mathura is intact, Vrindavan Mathura, and earth had to have fallen, and Lord had to go and retrieve, and then with the lots of labor, she took some rest. She held earth on the tusk. So the two different planes altogether. So people also understand Dham. As it is difficult to understand the Lord, only difficult is also to understand Dhamma Tattva or Nama Tattva or Leela Tattva. They're all. Dhamma is not different from the Lord. So unto this Dhamma, Mayapur Dhamma, this Dhamma has been revealed unto us by Srila Prabhupada. He, Prabhupada, always be grateful to Acharya who revealed this Dhamma unto us. We are here in the Dhamma because of course Gauranga Mahaprabhu Krishna, they are Sarva Karana Karanam. But for us, Srila Prabhupada also has become Karan or cause. Our Lord has made Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Nimitta Matram, as Lord made Prabhupada also the cause. But what is the cause of your good fortune is myself, Prabhupada. Oh look, our previous life, our early life was not so glorious. We did this, and we were doing that, and this, and all sinful, but then we are here in the Dhamma. Now we have become the devotees of Krishna, we are chanting Hare Krishna. So what is this due to? Not because of our pious deeds, or not because of my... I'm cause of your good fortune. So previous acharyas have preserved the glories of Dham, propagated glories of Dham. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was ready to go to Vrindavan. Lord appeared in the dream. No, no, you stay here! Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur continued to stay here, and then he was honored as the seventh Goswami. Kind of work that sixth Goswamis did in Vrindavan, similar type of work was done by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in relationship with Mayapur. Writing Navadvipa Mahatmya, he personally, the whole controversy about birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he settled that. So is it here, there, other side of the river, this side? Then he settled here, this is the birthplace. Then acharyas, when the news reached Vrindavan, they started coming. Gaurakishore Das Babaji came. Oh, now for sure we know which place is there. Take prasad before you go. Is prasad ready?
Yes, ready.
Yeah, so it's not in 2 minutes. So then there was a time in all our listen to this at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Samadhi place. And when they used to have gatherings, there is to be Jagannath Das Babaji in same assembly. Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhant, all in one place, one time, one place. You know. That time, Abhay Babu was in Calcutta, Abhay Charandev, while he was in Calcutta. All these four acharyas were here. In Mayapur, in Godrum Dweep. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur stayed on here. He served Dham. He revealed Dham. The Parikrama instructed Bhakti Siddhant, you do Parikramas! And Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur started doing Parikramas. He would ride on the back of the elephant. Yeah, elephant. Bhakti Siddhant, while going on Parikrama, used to ride on the back of the elephant. Thousands of his followers go on Parikrama. They used to come here, because in Parikrama, this place has to be visited, it's part of the circuit. This is Simanta Dweep. So Bhakti Siddhant, Saraswati Thakur has come to this place. I'm sure other acharyas have come to this place. So that was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took his help, confirmed the birthplace. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur did so much for Mayapur Dham, to reveal Mayapur Dham. Then Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj did his bhajan in Mayapur Dham, initiated Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Mayapur Dham. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to stay at Chaitanya Mart, that was his headquarters. And then of course they were all thinking, acharyas were thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction of spreading the holy name all over the world. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, one day the people from overseas, mentioning some countries like Germany, England, They would come and they would chant, Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Sachi Nandana. That's only 100 years, 150 years ago. He said this, and already there are devotees from over 100 countries are now visiting Srila Prabhupada on behalf of all our previous acharyas, on behalf of his Guru Maharaj. He went to the West, preached cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada is a cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western world. Propagated the holy name, and those who came in contact with the holy name, later on they came in contact with the holy heart. So first the holy name touched people's souls everywhere. And as that name that touched the souls, then that name dragged them towards the heart. And we ended up here in the heart. So this is our eternal home. I let's not take it for granted coming here. Some come here as a visitors and some come here to stay forever. Some are guests like myself. They make trips back and forth. But some of you get to stay here. So just become fit to stay here forever. Whatever is non-mayapur consciousness there. Just get rid of that non-Krishna, non-Gauranga. That matter. Then you become part of the integral and eternal part of this heart. That's very soul. So this is the Gauranga's mercy. We don't know where this soul was some years ago. He is here now. Maybe he doesn't even know where he is. These little kids are souls coming from Brahmanda Brahmite, wandering throughout the universe, and then they take birth in devotee family, and those devotees move to Vrindavan Mayapur. The children just come, they don't even know where the parents are taking them. Oh, where? They go to Mayapur. They don't know where, what's going on. They are on the ultimate pilgrimage, ultimate journey. Final destination, Mayapur. No more trips. Wandering is enough. No more wandering. Okay, children must be hungry, otherwise they will be angry. I don't stop. Right? It's here. Everything is here. We said in the beginning. All the dhams are here. That's part of Navadvip, the Jagannath Puri. We were there for Dham Parikrama, Jagannath Puri Parikrama. And we were discussing, explaining. In Jagannath Puri, there is Vrindavan. Where Gundicha Temple, there is Vrindavan. Where Jagannath Mandir, all year long, Jagannath stays in a temple, that is Dwarka. Where Haridas Thakur Samadhi, that ocean side, and then Gambhira, and other places, that is Navadvip. Not different from Navadvip. So, to us, it looks like some distance away. And you have to go to Calcutta and board the train all night long, and then you arrive next morning. But there's no separation. On the spiritual plane, they're all intact, they're all together. They're going from one island to another, as you have come from there to here. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 18 years in Jagannath Puri. That's awesome. Navadvip. He's looking for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, and Radharani is looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? And Jagannath is Krishna and is looking for his devotees. Especially, where are the gopis? Where is Radharani? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking for Krishna and Jagannath is looking for Radha. So they come together in Jagannath Puri. So this is not some If Sachi Mata said, okay, I know you have taken sannyas and now you can't come back to Mayapur, but then stay nearby place. Okay, you stay in Jagannathpuri. So this was not just whimsical decision. Behind that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That arrangement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not have stayed in any other holy place. He could not have stayed in Haridwar. You cannot imagine. Or even Ayodhya or Varanasi or Pandharpur. Or most appropriate and most befitting place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in Jagannathpuri. That's the best marriage. That's the best combination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radharani. He is finally Radharani in Antantya Leela. And then he's, where is Krishna? And Jagannath Swami is missing his devotees, rupees, Radharani. They meet together in Jagannathpuri temple. They meet here. Jagannath Swami, he has brought us today here. And you have come to Jagannath Mandir. Lord was missing you. And he was certainly missing big devotees. Radha and others. He was missing everybody. He was missing cows. And our boys. Jai Jagannath. Mandir Subhadra ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Jai.